Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri. That timing wasn't very good. And click River Talk. There, that's better. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 days a week. All right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show. Facebook live stream, we do that every day. I don't know why we do it. I can't understand why anybody would ever want to watch this thing. And yet, there you are. Yesterday, we had over 2,000 views of the show. It's unbelievable to me. It's absolutely unbelievable. God only knows how many we're going to have today. In any event, if you'd like to see it, just look for my Facebook profile page. It's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, except you had a V to it. And friend me, and yes, I accept friend requests, and more than 7,000 people. I'm stunned. I must tell you, I'm stunned, because there ain't much to see. There ain't much to hear. High school graduate talking into a microphone. That's pretty much it. Plus the herb electric sign and the Bridgeport equipment and tool signs here as well on our computers. State-of-the-art computers, by the way. Everything here is state-of-the-art. Art Carney. All right, so next, there's a lot of talk now because RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is raising lots and lots of disturbing questions, and thank God he is, about what has caused autism and attention deficit disorder and peanut allergies and all this stuff that we never had as a kid. Now, I want to stress something to you right now. I am not a doctor. I'm not a physician. I do not have a degree in biology, or I didn't go to medical school, none of that stuff. I'm not offering you medical opinions on anything. I'm simply offering you the opportunity to hear what different folks in those fields think about different topics. One of the people, in fact, I've got the audio clip lined up here for you, is Dr. Peter Corey, who has quite a following on X Twitter. Sounds certainly very lucid, very knowledgeable, and it's these are his opinions. Make of them what you will. He's being interviewed here regarding the V word.
Lifelong doctor, if there was one thing you could change, if there was one institution, policy, practice, thing that you've seen in the industry over your career that you would change, what would it be?
I would dismantle the whole vaccine apparatus. I think for several reasons. I think they're destroying the health of our children and our country. Do you know what it's like for a family to have an autistic kid who's nonverbal? Their entire lives are altered from that moment forth. I have patients who have vaccine injured autistic kids who are totally dependent on them, even as adults. They know their kids will never leave the house. They need to be home all the time. Caring for someone like that is so destructive to not only the child's lives, the parents' lives, and there's many, many of them out there. That's just one little snip of the vaccines. Number two, like I said, they're unnecessary. They're built on myths, and the illnesses that are exploding, like this chronic disease epidemic that Bobby talks about, a lot of us talk about, yeah, there's other causes, right? Our food is getting polluted, our food additives, agriculture, pesticides, but vaccine's a huge one, and I know the data. Unvaccinated children are far, far healthier than others, and then so what would someone scream at me when I say that? They'd be like, oh, you want a child to die from measles? I'm like, are you kidding me? You know how many kids die from measles? It's extremely rare. They'll tell me if we get rid of the vaccines, it'll come back. Not true. That's not what drove all the measles epidemics in the past. That's number one. Number two, we have really good antivirals. I know of a few more, which you can talk about later on, that I've discovered, but we have ways to treat those illnesses that you just don't need the vaccines. And I just think in terms of health, I am so angry for having been lied to for so long. The books that they write about vaccines are just false. They're false. And remember, the entire legislation in 1985 came about because the vaccine manufacturers threatened to stop manufacturing vaccines. Why? Because, and it's in the act in 1995, because they were deemed unavoidably unsafe. And they could not be liable anymore for all the injuries they were causing. So what happens is Congress gives them immunity. And what do? With that immunity, they explode our schedule and they're jabbing every kid and they're weaponizing, they're using legal mandates. You know, kids can't go to school in a lot of states and communities without getting fully vaccinated. And you know how many patients I have, family, like parents come to me to save their children? And in some states, if they come to me, I tell them, here are your options, homeschool or move. Not everyone's got the disposable cash to do those two things. They're working all day. They can't just decide to homeschool. And like, but they, many of them are brought to that decision point because they don't want their kids to get vaccinated. And so I got to tell you, I think that whole vaccine myth needs to be taken down slowly or quickly or somehow, but people need to educate themselves on that. And I include all of the doctors, and I would offer two books. One is Dissolving Illusions by Kathleen Humphreys, and the other one is a masterpiece of an academic work called Turtles All the Way Down, written by five anonymous Israeli scientists. And they so expertly go through the entire evidence base for vaccines, and it's a devastating conclusion that we've been lied to around vaccines for so long.
That's Dr. Pierre Khoury, and you can decide for yourself what you think of it, but there are more and more people who are making these same observations. Something happened in the mid-80s. Something happened. Because when I was growing up, the idea, we had measles and, you know, like no big deal. No peanut allergies, no lactose intolerant. By the way, I never used to have a problem with dairy products, yogurt and cottage cheese and all the rest. Now, I can't eat yogurt or much of anything connected with dairy because my intestines get all ripped up and everything. Never had that problem. And I cannot help but wonder, now I have no smoking gun evidence, but I cannot help but wonder if they were also screwing with the food supply, with the dairy industry, injecting God knows what into the cows, or doing God knows what to the milk products that have caused me now to not be able to eat yogurt. Something happened in the mid-80s. Regarding autism and attention deficit disorder, we never had these things, me growing up. And the idea that, oh, yes, well, they've always been there, but all the kids were shuttered away somewhere. No. Nothing like that. And the arguments that I am getting from people like Dr. Khoury and from the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is that, I don't know if this is true or not. I am not a physician. I am not offering a medical opinion. But a lot of people are pointing to that period of time in the mid-80s where Congress essentially gave the Big Pharma a blank check saying, hey, you can create any kind of vaccines you want and we'll make sure that nobody sues you. And after that, the mid-80s is where it started. And then people started noticing, what the hell's going on here with our kids and autism and attention deficit disorder and autism-related issues? I don't know. But I do know this, that when I first heard about the accusation that vaccines may have played a role in this, perhaps a significant role, I don't know, it was a woman called Ginny McCarthy, who had been a Playboy bunny. And Jim Carrey was another one early on saying, hey, we got to take a look at these vaccines. I'm not sure if Tom Cruise was involved with that or not. He has his own concerns about drugging our kids with Ritalin and all of that. And I got to tell you, at that point, back in the day, I thought those people were crazy. I thought they were just nuts. And now, in light of everything, especially the pandemic, especially everything with the pandemic, when we realize that everything that we were told was a lie. And that Fauci, don't even get me started on that weasel. And the CDC and the FDA and how they're inbred with the big pharma and all that. After all of this, let's call it big universal plandemic. Let's just call it everything connected with a plandemic. Now, when I think about that, Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey and Tom Cruise with, you know, the Ritalin for the kids and this, that, and the other. Boy, now they don't look so crazy to me. In fact, they don't look crazy at all. Not even Tom Cruise, and he is crazy. But even he doesn't look crazy to me. It took a lot of guts for these people years ago to stand up to Big Pharma. And let me tell you, I was a big fan of Big Pharma forever. I always thought Big Pharma was like this godsend where they're coming up with all of these cures, this, that, and the other. I used to love Big Pharma, trust Big Pharma. But then we had the pandemic. And I could tell, and I was able to see it very, very, very early on. I was one of the first to say, you know, Fauci is a liar. I've looked at all his interviews. He contradicts himself all the time and on and on and on. And it cost me tremendously regarding my career and being shadow banned and not being hired because I had the nerve to not parrot the official narrative. But I knew very, very early on there's something really wrong here. I've made a 180-degree turn regarding Big Pharma. I used to be Big Pharma's biggest fan. I thought it was a godsend. This is incredible, all these wonderful things. And now I must tell you that I don't believe anything that Big Pharma says. Now, note the way that I phrase that. I am not saying that they're always lying. How on earth would I know? All I know is that to me, Big Pharma no longer has any credibility whatsoever. I used to trust them blindly. Now, I don't trust them at all. Their TV commercials and their people like Fauci, oh, you got to trust the science. And oh, by the way, I'm the science. Stay 6 feet apart. Social distancing. Can't see your dying mom in the nursing home. Go up this aisle at Kroger, down that aisle at Kroger to make sure you don't get the COVID and this. And it's all lies. I used to trust Big Pharma. I really did. And now, man, the more I hear about this kind of stuff, what you just heard from Dr. Corey, Pierre Corey, and RFK Jr., and so many others, what did we do to our kids starting in the mid-80s? What did we do? I don't know, but we are going to find out. That we will.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.